Many of us buy organic foods, even though we're not quite sure exactly what that label means. There is a whole set of rules that organic farmers and food processors have to follow. And twice a year, a group called the National Organic Standards Board gets together to consider changes to those rules. The board has been meeting this week in San Antonio, Texas, and the gathering has been more contentious than usual. One protester had to be carried out of the room by police. Joining us to explain the tension is NPR's food and agricultural correspondent, Dan Charles. Hi, Dan.
Nice to be here.
And Dan, what are these protests all about?
Well, the protesters are what you might call organic purists. They want to take a really hard line against the use of any substances that you might call synthetic or industrial. They feel like the organic label is in danger of being co-opted, being taken over by big business, which wants to do things in a large-scale way and maybe blur the line between organic agriculture on the one side and just conventional industrial agriculture on the other.
And I gather there's something in particular that set off this latest round of protests.
Right. And now here we get into stuff that is a little bit technical. You have to kind of follow me here. The specific thing is called the synthetics list. You know, in general, organic agriculture is not allowed to use synthetic pesticides, fertilizer, additives, but there are exceptions. Substances that are allowed specifically because organic farmers or processors have said, we absolutely need to use this product in order to survive, in order to make a product. So these substances go on a list and they're allowed, but supposedly only temporarily. So, for example, and this is the most controversial one, organic apple and pear producers, growers, are allowed to use an antibiotic, streptomycin.
I bet that surprises quite a few people to hear that. An antibiotic
probably
in an
does.
Organic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they're allowed to use streptomycin to control a disease called fire blight. Not all of them use it. Maybe about a third of them use it. Similarly, chicken farmers, egg producers, are allowed to introduce a synthetic nutrient called methionine because it's not present in standard grain, and the chickens need it in order to thrive. So those exceptions are supposed to be temporary, and they're supposed to expire after a certain number of years. And previously, the rule was, in order to keep them on the list, the permitted list, you needed a two-thirds vote, a supermajority of this National Organic Standards Board. The USDA reversed that last year and said, no, in order to take them off the list, you need a two-thirds vote. So it makes it easier to keep those substances in production.
It's almost like they stay on by default unless you get the two-thirds vote to take it off.
Exactly. And that's what the protests were about. They were saying this is watering down the organic standards.
And Dan, do I understand correctly that that antibiotic you mentioned that's used by organic apple and pear growers, it's called what, streptomycin?
That's right.
That antibiotic was up for reapproval at this meeting? Is that what was happening today? And if so, did it get approved?
Short answer is it did not get approved. It's a little complicated because streptomycin had aroused controversy in the past, so it had a kind of a hard expiration date. So you actually needed a two-thirds majority in order to keep it on the list, irrespective of this new USDA policy. It achieved a majority, but not that supermajority. So as of October, organic pear and apple growers will no longer be allowed to use streptomycin.
And Dan, anything else you're keeping your eye on at this meeting or in anything else in sort of this very interesting issue of organics and what can be used on them and can't be used on them?
Well, there is this sort of bigger question, right? I mean, the board was kind of divided between the what you might call the purist side and the accommodationist side. Some people call it, you know, the small organic, pure organic versus, you know, mass market organic side of things. And both sides are, it seems to me, increasingly frustrated with each other. The purists feel like the big business organic is trying to water down the label. And the big business side of organic is really frustrated with sort of the purists feeling like, you know, they want to just have their little niche market no matter what it costs in order to preserve the purity of the label. And they sort of feel like the more important thing here is to make organic bigger, to bring it into the mass market so more people can afford it.
Interesting. In the meantime, more people will try to buy organic thinking they're doing the right thing, and you'll continue to report on the specifics of that. That's NPR's food and agriculture correspondent, Dan Charles. Dan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.